Okay, so just to express again deep appreciation of the this making of offerings, and at the end of the retreat we'll be taking things back to the monastery and looking after many people at the monastery. Actually, I've already gotten my eye on this two-pound pack of Pete's coffee. I'm flying to Thailand tonight, so I think that'll go to Thailand. There, that'll be greatly appreciated. So the I was thinking of the the simple act of generosity just brings so much joy, both for the the giver and the receiver. And see the it's a very direct example of how we have the actually fairly easy access to creating happiness in our lives, and that so these living in a way where generosity and giving in its many ways, it isn't not just sort of limiting it to a material giving, but the that attitude of giving, the both the willingness to give, to share, to give time is an incredible gift, to be able to give time to others, to be able to be ready to be generous with your time, and to be able to be present for people. That's an incredible gift. Giving of one of the higher forms of giving that the Buddha points to is giving of forgiveness. Being willing to not be stingy with forgiveness, because it's for one's own benefit and happiness. But it's so easy to be to be locked into habits of how we relate to each other. And then it's a simple act of giving can be a catalyst for that change. Recently, I heard a story of Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin, founding father, and probably when he was when he was in the legislature in probably Pennsylvania, I think where he was. But anyway, there was a fellow legislator who they are always in conflict with each other, and it was very troubling to Benjamin Franklin and trying to. What do we do with this? And then he asking and finding out that the person who was his adversary was a collector of books and of rare books, which in those days 1700s, that was if somebody had a library, that was a really big deal, and a large collection of books. So he went to that person and asked him if he had this particular rare book, and he did, and he asked if he could borrow it, so that the person then gave it to him, Benjamin Franklin took it back and kept it for a while. I'm not even sure if he read it, but after some time, then he took it back and thanked him, this person, for lending him this book. And that was the end of the conflict. You know, that was the conflict resolved itself. And it's sort of it's hard to hold a grudge against somebody who you've given something to or been shared with or that you've received something from. And so that mutual generosity is a way of living together in a harmonious way and to be able to these are not you realize some of these very simple things and simple parts of ceremony and ritual, actually they form a basis for really important principles that we can be bringing into our life. And so generosity forms bonds of communality, bonds of warmth with us. And so that just acknowledging that and delighting in that, we'll chant a final blessing chant, acknowledgement, and then actually after that maybe we could chant together the dedications of blessings of merit. Yattha varivahapola palipolendisakarang evamevetotinang petanang upakapati ichitang batitang tumhangipame vasamichatu sapeporendu sangapa chandho panaraso yattha mani chotiraso yattha Sambarogo vinasato Mateva vadvandarayo sukitika yukobava Abhivadana silisa nichang utapachayino Chatarlo dhamma vadande Ayuvano sukang Palang bhavatu sapa mangalang Rakandu sambha devanda Sambha bunda nubhavena Santa soti bhavandute Bhavatu sapa mangalang Rakandu sambha devanda Sambha dhamma nubhavena Santa soti bhavandute Bhavatu sapa mangalang rakandu sapa devanda Sambha sangha nubhavena sata soti bhavandu te. So we go to page 27 in our chanting books. We could and just recollecting all the goodness it's done and to dedicate that for benefit of others. Now let us chant the verses of sharing and aspiration through the goodness that arises from my practice. May my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue
my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless through the goodness that arises from my practice. And through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind, with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge, unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble Lord, the Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.